This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who was apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
All right, Leanne, you've got some amazing stuff you want to cover and a bunch of things I want to get to. And I need to make a statement about other channels they left up of ours and the defamation that Facebook's engaged in, saying that he's been banned because he's dangerous and he's an anti-Semite. And I don't have the money to sue Facebook. I don't want to. But like at a certain point, Leanne, how do you respond to stuff like this?
You know, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. You are such a warrior and a fighter and, like, seem to be able to absorb these attacks. But it's hard out there in the real world trying to talk to people who are completely brainwashed and trying to convince them otherwise. And that's why I've just honestly just sort of shut down the argument and, like, trying to push against people who are totally brainwashed and... Coming at them from more of a loving, understanding way, and it seems to, they realize I'm not trying to fight and, like, bash this information into their brain.
You said a judo move.
I realize my friends, they'll come back around a week or so later, and they've softened their tough stance, and they actually listen to what I had to say, because at the end of the day, we are friends, and we do respect each other, and that's what we got to get back to.
Maybe you should do a podcast every week with us, where it's live, or you have guests on, where it's like kind of like Crowder does, change my mind, you have liberals on.
Well, that's what I would love to focus on what's working. What can we agree on? Because every election cycle, you know, where it's just by design, they get us very polarized and they shine the camera on the super polarized, the alt-right, the alt-left.
Sure, but how about real people?
Right. And most people are, we have a lot more in common than we do.
Well, like, here's an example. I mean, the media knows that I'm not anti-Israel. And if I want to be anti-Israel, that's my right. But they know that I'm one of the hottest figures for decades attacked on the internet by anti-Semites who are mainly leftist funded who want to control the narrative and want to make nationalism racist. So just to claim that I'm banned from Facebook for being anti-Semitic, it's just outrageous BS. It's
right.
Just insane. I don't hate anybody because they're Jewish or Iranian or Mexican. I like certain people. I like a lot of Jews. There's a bunch of Jews I dislike. It's just, and I should have to even explain that. And I'm not going to play race cards here. It's just that I never even thought, oh, my ex-wife's part Jewish, so that means my kids could be called Jewish, and then anti-Semites talk about how they want to get my kids. My kids are just Americans, and they're patriots, and whatever they want to believe is what they're going to believe. And, you know, they've all self-identified as Christians. But, I mean, it's sick mm-hmm. to have kids that are part Jewish and be called an anti-Semite, but I've never said a damn thing against Jews. I mean, Zuckerberg and your managers, screw you. Man, you're dicks, man. You're jerks, man. You're frauds. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing they're saying about the president, that he's anti-Semitic. Meanwhile, his daughter is, and her children, you know. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like we're dealing with crazy clown world. Like, it makes you crazy. And unfortunately, we're all sitting here trying to dispute what the crazies are saying instead of actually talking about what's real.
The liars, we'll listen to a word you
said. We're done with you. We don't even care.
It's just fog of war. They know they've lost.
Right.
So they just throw stuff up. It's like, you know.
Right. And respond to this. Respond to that. Fight this. Fight. It's like, at some point,
I had an NPR call me like 3 months ago, and they go, we know you're in the KKK. Do you want to respond? And I said, that's not true. I hate it. And they just make stuff up.
To see if you take the bait. just throw on a fishing expedition, as some journalists do.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's run through some calls and I'll respond to this. I'm going to get into your whole Milky Way nebula breakdown. You don't want to miss this, folks. Leanne McAdoo. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The death is quiet, Cleveland's cold.
And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Leanne, too. She only did what she had to do. And now she's found the fountain of youth.
And now.
All right, I swore I'd go to these calls, but I told them earlier I'd like take 10 calls. Because the phone system can take like 20. And then I'm never going to get to my guests if other people are holding. Then I feel guilty, but they're all there. Leanne, let's just address the censorship now. Because I said I'd do it at the start of the hour, and then I'll go to calls. I don't know how you respond to just a PR hoax. People think they're reading a news article and it's, oh, Alex Jones banned off more Facebook. He's not supposed to be on the air. No, they made false charges 10 months ago. They took me off a bunch of platforms together as a cartel to make censorship about me instead of everybody else. Mm-hmm. And then now they say Louis Farrakhan, Milo Yiannopoulos, InfoWars were being dangerous, anti-Semitic, and give no examples and said they wouldn't give examples and didn't send us any messages why they took down my like private account, a couple old accounts, like Endgame, the movie, and Terror Storm from over 10 years ago I'd forgotten about.
Right.
So, what do you think this is?
Well, obviously, they can't let you have a tremendous influence on the next election. This is like do or die time for them. You know, at least if they're not going to win the presidency, at least they can get the, you know, houses of Congress. Like, it's,
sure, but I mean, why not? Why didn't they just ban it all 8, 9, 10 months ago? Why are they, like, doling it out and, like, finding Endgame, no traffic? Like, we banned him again, damn it!
Mm-hmm. Which all it does is just make more people want to see what got banned. Well, I should look into this Endgame. I should look into this Alex Jones. Why is he so dangerous, you know? Until they've got everyone socially programmed that if they even look at it, like what happened in New Zealand, if they even shared a video,
if you look at
go
the video,
to jail.
Yeah, you show armored vehicles running people over or Islamists is cutting heads off, but don't show what this guy did.
Right. Yeah, no, that's totally fine, exactly. But that's it. It's just there's social programming coming down the line. Paul Joseph Watson reported on this years ago. I mean, everyone called him crazy and said, oh, yeah, they think they're going to be changing the Internet to match China's Internet and Internet control system. And that's exactly where we're headed.
And when people say Kafkaesque, you know, people haven't read Kafka, it's pre-1984. It's where you get tried in a trial and never told what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So you read this, and he goes, well, for a con, anti-Semite, blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones, dangerous, anti-Semite, and he's banned, and that's, and CNN runs it all, and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say what I did. They don't tell us. They just like, well, these 5 old accounts that some fan set up that you ran, they're all banned.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the other reason why I kind of just wanted to step back, because I don't want to give them the power or the pleasure to say, well, now we're going to take you off of your social media accounts and force you to stop being able to have income.
But then, as you said earlier in the break, it's in the news. They, even though you don't update your site, they keep it. Everyone communicating with you is still being grabbed and spied on.
Right, exactly. And even if you delete a Facebook or Instagram or other things from your phone or off your computer, if you ever clicked on a link that would take you to Facebook, they are tracking you and they're getting
my wife
paid
has been
off
trying to be paid off. My wife's been trying to get off Facebook for 2 years. It won't let her delete the account.
Yeah, it just keeps saying, hey, you sure you don't want to?
And she keeps seeing like photos from people like, oh, we're still here.
Right. Yeah.
That's slavery, man, where it's a company and you can't get off of it.
Right, and they control all the flow of information, and they've made it to where even if businesses wanted to leave Facebook because they don't like what their business practice is, that they're only allowing them to reach, 5% of their audience unless they pay them money, pay for this post to reach more of your audience. Businesses can't leave because the whole system duped everyone into getting sucked into.
Well, let's be clear, 10, 15 years ago, the internet was 90-some% millions of websites. Everybody surfed the web on different communities. Mm-hmm. Now 90% are these big four tech companies. And now once they got you, they use the monopoly. We learned we'd pay Facebook to reach more. We even wouldn't. It was like they just had you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is the takeover.
Right. Well, and also I read some articles about how YouTube was even any channels that engage in quote-unquote conspiracy theories were going to be basically shadow banned, and you wouldn't be able to find them, and the only promoted videos you get are just
and then everybody tries to promoting it's banned. So here it is right here. Facebook profits are down, so are Google profits, though. This is hurting them. They're losing the war. They say in here that all Alex Jones information is considered dangerous and will be purged from its platform. So now they're going to the level of saying you won't say his name. So now we've got to create something like Jack Frost or something. That's my code name. I mean, seriously. Like, I'll be no longer Alex Jones. I'll be Jack Frost or whatever. Because this is what it's reached. I mean, and it'll take the big tech system, months to figure that out. That's the level of control. Is this really what we want?
Yeah, making people have to go back to putting up a flyer on, taping it to the telephone
pole. Oh, we're going to go there and use it on the head. We're about to hit the third dimension hard.
Yeah, well, it's just, I don't really know where we're headed, but I feel like if we could all just sort of step back and, again, tune back into our own inner power, our inner wisdom, we are so much more powerful than these tech giants, but they've just convinced us that we need them to survive, do business.
That's it. They convinced us that the whole universe is them and the internet and these little digital things where we communicate. It's us that's powerful, but they get us to go on their platform, so now they've got us.
And they're like, oh, you think you're so powerful? Well, we're going to shut down your account.
Why do you think, obviously I'm the target of this, Yiannopoulos is kind of retired, Farrakhan's got his own thing going on. They just mix me into the middle of this because Trump's winning, they're about to indict a bunch of Democrats, and Facebook's getting targeted by the establishment for not doing enough. So this is their little token. Oh, look, I banned Alex Jones.
Right, and meanwhile, there's a lot of stories about the anti-Semitism within the Democratic Party, but then that just gets, if you call that out, then you're being Islamophobic or whatever term
they
use.
It's like Ilhan Omar says, blow Israel up.
Yeah, or that they're,
by the way, she has
they've
a right
hypnotized the world and...
Yeah, but it's okay for her, and then I'm banned.
Right. That's exactly
it. If you look at Ilhan Omar, the chip on her shoulder, the level of dark energy and hate when she's up on a podium, and it's really crazy.
Well, it's just, people who don't appreciate this country and being in this country and being taken
in. She says she hates it. She says it sucks.
Like, I want to go back to a country where they'll cut off my head if I speak against the government.
Women are slaves in Somalia.
Yeah, it's just...
And then she gets here and she says, well, you will take Islam. America suck. I mean, I can play the white people bad.
Yeah, and it's like, I can understand a lot of the different arguments that a lot of different groups want to make about the evil white man or whatever. But history is ugly. A lot of flowers had to... Every flower.
Well, why is everybody trying to get into the white devil countries if they're so bad?
I don't know. That's a good question. If you ask them that question, why are people risking their lives to come from Cuba on a floaty made out of plastic bottles if it's so great there in their communist country? Like, it's just, they don't have an answer for that because they've bought into the self-hate.
Exactly. It's like Ilhan Omar and Linda Sorcerer. Linda Sorcerer came out and said women shouldn't take their hijabs off in Iran. Like, real feminist, real woman saying, I'm not a slave, I'll drive a car. She's like, no, put back on. Mm-hmm. And feminists like, damn right, women. You know, women don't get to walk around and drive their own car. Damn it.
Well, you know, just driving across the country these last couple weeks, seeing how much wide open space there is, and there's still a lot of this country that's looks pretty good to some other country wanting to come in and take out the big bad America. They would love to see this country.
And we're such pleasers and such bend over the barrel. Exactly. It's like a big flashing sign. Screw us. Take us over. Usurp us. Mm-hmm. And Trump comes and says, no, we're not going to do that. And they're like, oh, my God, you're the biggest, worst thing on earth. You're not going to put up with us railing you? We'll be back, I promise, with your phone calls. And Leanne's got her Milky Way story coming up. Leanne McAdoo in studio. The return of Leanne McAdoo. NewsWars.com. You want to upset the censors? You want to upset Facebook? NewsWars.com. NewsWars.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by, while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac.
He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed.
He said, it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for.
All right, let's get right back to Liam McAdoo and the phone calls. I just said on air, maybe if Drudge is listening, link to it on InfoWars, and just like you fire the bat signal up into the sky over Gotham, and Batman shows up. which is good, because it's like them giving you a cigarette when they lead your ass up to the gallows. Man, they are on our ass, the things they're doing. And I don't feel bad, actually, because I know Trump is 100 times worse. Other folks, it's really bad. And Leanne, you're not a victim either, but you got harassed really bad. They had PIs on you. They were convinced we were together, which never happened. We're not victims here, but just people need to know this has been a dirty, hard war for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that was another reason I had to get out of Austin. I didn't feel safe here. You know, we talk about being in these big cities when, you know, the stuff hits the fan. And you're seeing it. It's percolating. It's percolating out there. And if they label you the enemy, or, you know, you're a racist.
When they say you're a Nazi, man, these people believe it.
Right.
Adolf Hitler's walking down the street.
And they believe they're doing right because they are fighting Nazis. So it's like this weird warped reality where you can't even say.
And now they have CBS TV shows where they go, I'm going to beat up Nazis, and it's Trump supporters.
Is it time to beat up Nazis?
And it's like, we're not Nazis, you crazy maniacs.
Right, or who was that, Cuomo, was like praising Antifa, you know.
Just 2 days ago.
Saying how it's a, you know, it's a good cause. And not even realizing that they are, that's dangerous. I mean, why is he still on the air? That is dangerous rhetoric. You are talking up these groups that are actually getting physically violent and raging on their city.
And we got callers who want to get into this. I want you to get into this. But since DrudgeReport.com has linked us, biggest news site in the world, second biggest site, period, CNN's Oliver Darcy. I got banned for two reasons on Twitter. They said beating up a 10-year-old kid, $1 million reward if you show it's me. It wasn't me. It was an ABC News clip. And, quote, harassing a reporter. He's there at the hearings. I go, how dare you call for me to be banned? You modern book burner. You're like a Nazi. The left always calls us Nazis. He wants speech banned. So now this rat is the person running the story that Drudge is linked to. Facebook bans Louis Farrakhan, Milo Yiannopoulos, InfoWars, and others for its platforms. And notice how they did it. Milo Yiannopoulos is a gay Jewish person who's basically been destroyed. You've got Louis Farrakhan with his own issues, and then InfoWars. But they mix it and they say anti-Semitism and hate and dangerousness, not fake news now, dangerousness, will be purged from the platform. So they say Alex Jones will be purged. Purged. I'm being purged.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? Can we zoom in more on this? I want to show folks, or pull up the actual article on Drudge and blow that up for TV viewers, because I'm being purged.
Well, and then you have the whole Democratic Party like rallying around some of the newbies in that have been elected that. No, they're not anti-Semitic. They just have a different way of using the language. It's okay for them to say these things about Jewish people and, you know, that they've hypnotized the world. And so it's just like,
that's what's upside down is. I say that Ilhan Omar has a right to say the stuff she says. I don't agree with it. Or Louis Farrakhan. But then they say we're doing it. when you go to any of the Nazi sites, they hate us. Now, you go to any Nazi site, man, I'm like right up there with Netanyahu.
Oh, yeah, they hate me, too. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, they say you're Jewish and you're going to get it.
Well, yeah, I'm supposedly a secret Jew. You know, my ex-boyfriend is black, you know. And actually, FYI, he was black and Mexican, so that should
make
you...
worse.
That should make you really mad.
The thing is, they're accusing us of the opposite.
Yeah.
So, like, we're banned for being anti-Semitic, but then we're not.
Yeah, no, but it's like, you're bad, but these other people that they need on the Democratic Party, like the governor of Virginia, who is in his KKK robe or blackface, we still haven't gotten to the bottom of which one.
But the baby comes.
There's no reporters out there figuring out which person he was in that photo. Like, it's just completely gone out of the news cycle. You know, we never figured out who was in that photo, but that's fine. You know, it's just, it's the double standard is...
But you read this.
It's so funny.
It's like... Jones is purged for his violence and dangerousness and anti-Semitism. And the average person who's in here watching this must think this is true. Because, again, they didn't just ban me. They just defamed us, Leanne.
Right. But that doesn't, I mean...
Why did Zuckerberg even do this?
Well, it's interesting. Like, you put out the bat signal and Matt Drudge is, you know, there. But Oliver Darcy puts out the bat signal and it's Jack at Twitter. And it's like tyrannical, shut down anyone who may hurt my feelings kind of a thing. It's like CNN and these other places are in cahoots with these tech giants saying, how can we shut down these conservatives? There was another story I just saw up on Drudge. They're trying to brand it as un-news if you're conservative.
Oh, that's right here. I actually have it. Facebook hit us this morning with a strike and shut down one of the accounts. We know this is over it. Exclusive. The measles outbreak is a giant false flag and a hoax. You watch the video and go, no, measles is real, but they're blaming unvaccinated when it's really illegal aliens. And then I showed ABC News, CDC, and current reports. Everything we know about the measles outbreak, patient zero, and it says it was an illegal alien from a foreign country. That's ABC News. And then I showed Border Patrol releasing thousands who are exposed to diseases like tuberculosis. And so I showed Swedish doctor says deadly parasite disease has doubled since refugee wave. Most people are sick from Syria and Afghanistan. We're talking bubonic plague. We're talking leprosy, Leanne.
Right.
So, this is what we showed in our article, but as you said, Journalism Institute ties blacklist 29 conservative outlets as un-news. So here's the thing. Once you don't defend InfoWars, first they demonize InfoWars, then once people buy that, then they target everybody. This is it.
Right. Exactly. And that's exactly what happened, and it's happened so quickly.
So what do you think the president should do? I mean, to me, this is racketeering. These are cartels. It violates Section 230. Then they go to Congress, and they have these hearings. They deny it's happening.
Right. I mean, to actually have Zuckerberg and others get up there in front of Congress and lie and say they're not shadow banning people, even though they're on camera, on hidden cameras, talking about how they, we shadow people, shadow ban people. We just decide.
Project Veritas. Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. And then we see how much the media has demonized Project Veritas and O'Keefe and saying how they manipulate the
face. He just won a libel case proving he didn't edit stuff deceptively.
Exactly.
The guy puts hour-long videos out.
Right. And who was the, was it Katie Couric who did that one anti-gun thing where she totally deceptively edited the video?
She would edit a totally different question in with something else.
Right.
Just like Megyn Kelly
did to you as well. I mean, that's, but...
That's why you can't sit with these people, folks. I mean, I'm telling you, you think you know liars? No, you don't know liars.
Right, you have
to. So you've experienced them.
You have to.
They'll go, don't you decry racism? You'll go, absolutely. And they'll cut to you going, well, I actually defended it. It's from the Second Amendment.
Right. Well, you can show them Bill Clinton praising Robert Byrd and saying, oh, you know, that he was just, that's what he had to do with
Grand
the
time. Ryan.
He was the Grand Cyclops. He was the Grand Cyclops.
Cyclopsian.
I don't even
wizards,
know.
Dragons. I don't know. I said I'd take calls. A lot of folks hung up. That's fine. Liberty Smith and Bob, you're coming up. We'll continue to talk about this with Leanne McAdoo, and we'll get into some of their other topics coming up. But yeah, there's a new world now, man, where they're banning everybody, and then they tell Congress nobody's getting banned.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX. Uplift, relax, soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30. At Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jones.
So, DrudgeReport.com, the number one news site in the world, linked to our response right now, and all I can say is, Leanne, we had more than 40 Facebook pages that fans created over a decade ago, and they gave them to us. I wasn't even smart enough to set one up. And they've gotten rid of, like, almost all of them. Well, there's a personal Alex Jones page we barely use and some old pages from movies we put out. So now they ban those for being dangerous, along with Louis Farrakhan and Milo Yiannopoulos. They don't say why we're banned, just that we're these evil anti-Semites or whatever. And you had some points to make about that, because obviously, thank God we have our own radio stations, our own platforms at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We have our own video and audio feeds for folks to go look at and share, hopefully. But the arrogance of big tech to tell Congress they're not doing this and now do this now, I think this is in response to the Mueller report falling flat, the fact that they've been caught illegally spying. I think this is a temper tantrum.
Right. Well, the CNN has lost like 28% of their viewership now since this Mueller report's come out. People are just like, you know what? I'm done with the lies.
So,
like,
well, they already lost 90%. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The tiny audience, their average show has like maybe 50,000 viewers.
Yeah. It's that's why they're mad. That's why they're angry. And they're thinking, well, we've tried to shut him down. We've took him off this platform. Why is he still reaching so many people? It's just like they're, you know, every little step that they can take to completely silence you. And it's funny, because at first no one really spoke out about it, but it's happening to so many other people now. That now even like conservatives, they're even tempering what they say and like watching their speech. And
yeah, groveling to these thought police.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I even this week, for strategic reasons, we didn't want to say what happened, but they went after and tried to take down our biggest servers. And just take the URL down. I mean, we're at URL point. So people need to know, I mean, this is a real war, folks.
Right. Well, and that's why I just wanted to, like, step back and say, you know what? I'm not playing your game. Like, you're not in control of me. I don't want to buy into this new system, this new society and system that you're trying to set up and control us all. I just want out. Like,
and you're right. They're making their move saying, hey, you need us. Mm-hmm. We gave them a monopoly. Now they're abusing it. Wow, what a surprise.
Right. And then earlier you were talking about the measles stories. We were talking about how they take the anger, genuine confusion, genuine concern a parent might have for their child, and they direct your anger and energy toward their preferred target. So they want everyone to, they're stirring up all this controversy and anger so that people are mad at parents who will not vaccinate their children. Meanwhile, they will not talk about the fact that these patient zeros are coming here illegally, coming from places where they haven't eradicated this.
And by the way, that's ABC News.
They're not the enemy.
ABC.
Yeah.
And when we do a video and link to this, Facebook bans it and says it's fake.
Right. Well, and that's
they're false news.
Right. And that's the same thing they're doing here with banning you from all these platforms, calling you dangerous, is that they're taking away the fact that they're protecting anti-Semitic people in their own party or actual racists in their own party. They're diverting our attention away from that story. It goes out of the news very quickly, and then they just want to pull everyone's attention back to their preferred target.
Parents aren't allowed to go on Facebook or YouTube and make comments, hey, my kid got hurt by vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about a hamburger place having a roach leg in it, or you could talk about a chiropractor did a good job, or you talk about another place had good food. They're saying, no, you aren't allowed to criticize the medical system and tell us what happened.
Right. I mean, what other country do they have vaccines and like big pharma for profit, like vaccinating kids en masse? Like, they don't.
Japan's banned it. It caused so much brain damage.
Right. It's they don't have pharmaceutical companies ads after the news, like paying for their news programs. Oh, well, we're going to cut to this commercial from Big Pharma. They don't have that in other countries. They don't have pharmaceutical ads on their television. It's not a thing there. So we are really being targeted and enslaved by Big Pharma to where they don't want any of this. They don't want people to ask about injury court.
Exactly. You had your dad die a year ago. Your mom almost died. Grandma, all that. You went through a lot. You took off. Not just from work, but a whole year of just getting focused. You do seem to be really, you know, in that clairvoyant state. What do you think is coming in the future? What do you think Trump needs to do? What do we need to do? What is this current battle we're in? What would you call this space and time that humanity's in right now, Leanne?
Well, I feel like people, it's almost like our energy is being pulled out from us and pulled in all these different directions so that we can't focus. And it's forcing us to focus on crazy
stuff
that's not even real, stuff that doesn't matter. I actually, the reason why I sent Daria the picture of the Milky Way galaxy.
Let's put it up.
A friend of mine sent me that. It's on my bucket list. I want to go to a place where you can actually, with the naked eye, see the Milky Way galaxy. And my friend sent me this photo. This is in Utah at the Salt Flats.
Oh, you can do that here.
You can. This is in the sky all the time, yet we can't
see it
because of the light pollution. Do you think if people could see this every day and really put it in perspective where we are?
Even in East Texas, you can see it. Now you can't because all the chemtrails and the pollution and what's in the jet stream. But if you still go out like to Utah or like you said, even West Texas, it's incredible.
It's amazing. And if we were able to, like back in the day, you know, people were able to see the sky like that, it would really put how small we are in perspective and how the little trivial stories that they're forcing us to be really angry about.
These little people are making us focus on them and make them gods instead of just looking at the larger universe. And by the way, I remember being in Monument Valley, Utah. I was like 10 years old and staying up almost all night and drinking coffee with my dad because you could see satellites going, and you could also see like craft, whatever they were.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, this is like incredible.
Yeah. No, this is.
We have to transcend realizing Hillary Clinton's not in charge.
Exactly. And that's what they want us to just all be convinced, and everyone's wasting all of their energy arguing about these really inconsequential things and just back and forth. Trump, is he a double agent, a triple agent? Oh, no, I thought he was a complete idiot and a buffoon. Well, what is it? Like, it's, you know, it doesn't matter, really. But we're using so much of our energy. We as human beings, we're so incredibly powerful.
Who we are.
Exactly. They don't want us to actually tap into our power.
I think of that all the time. Like, how do people look at the big picture and not cover the minutia of the system? And that's really the catch-22, though. You're right, Leanne. What a great message you brought to us. But, like, here I am on a daily basis on YouTube. All these sites are just like, Hitler's good, Alex Jones is bad. They're all, you see Google promotes them because it creates division.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not for the Nazis. I'm not for the Israel. I'm just trying to be, you know, and I know I got kissing their ass. It's sick. They just won't stop, though, because they want you to be in their little group.
Right. Well, and you can look at the double standard in the governor of Virginia who was there in blackface or the KKK hood.
We don't know which one he was
because no one seemed to think that was important to get to the bottom of that. But then they said, oh, you know, that was a long time ago. I mean, granted, he put it on his, you know, yearbook page.
The point is that there's a double standard.
But Brett Kavanaugh, what he allegedly did, that was so important. Do you know what I mean? There's like a total double standard. It's in people's faces. And I think it's time for people on the left. I think they're even seeing this double standard to where we're beginning to understand that we're being lied to. We're being led by the nose. Our real, genuine feelings are being manipulated.
It's simple. I mean, the globalists had thought they had America under its control, and now that's not happening, so they're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back to a few calls on censorship and what's happening. But, Leanne, again, Drudge's link tells right now, people are asking why this is happening. You read these articles, you've got them right there. It says we're purging Alex Jones, and they don't even give a reason why, except talking about anti-Semitism.
Right, and they know people because people have already, quote-unquote, evolved to the point where they don't even read the articles. They just read the headlines. They read the headlines, and they read the 150 characters that might be in a Facebook post.
But don't the authoritarians get the model? When you say, don't listen to this person, they're dangerous, all you do is send people there. But notice, nothing against Farrakhan, nothing against Yiannopoulos, Molly Yiannopoulos. Yiannopoulos, I think, is off the radar screen. Farrakhan has a big following, but he's not really doing much. It's all about just mixing me in now with this.
Well, why didn't they mix Obama in with Farrakhan? When, you know what I mean? Like, why all of a sudden he's dangerous now?
No, it's just all a fraud. They're test marketing. Leanne Mackett is our guest in studio. The next level of internet censorship's here.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so watch is good. And some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it's says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Well, the War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up here in about 10 minutes at Infowars.com/show. And remember, you've been told we're not on the air, even though we're on over 200 radio stations, over 100 cable and TV stations. Mainstream News says we're off the air, we're deplatformed. But there were some Facebook accounts that, quite frankly, we weren't really even paying attention to. That Facebook's done a big stunt to prove the leftists and the EU and the Chi-Coms and Hillary, they're good globalists. They banned us, along with Louis Farrakhan and Milo Yiannopoulos, for being dangerous and anti-Semitic. And guess what? Oliver Darcy, that runs the censorship deplatforming system, he's the one announcing it as usual. I mean, my God. And then they tell Congress, well, we're not censoring anybody. But they even admit here, oh, we just say it's dangerous, they're banned. So, Trump needs to take action.
And if he does take any kind of action, he's going to be accused of being a dictator.
Well, so what?
These a totalitarian, people... authoritarian. Meanwhile, it's actually the tech giants that are playing that role. And we're just buying right into it.
Well, Leanne, you're leaving tomorrow, and I wish you were staying here longer, but taking care of family and stuff, your mom's surgery coming up, so we're praying for her. But And I hope you'll go on the war room later if you can, but just other points you want to make to the folks out there.
Well, you were talking about Endgame, and even the Endgame was one of the Facebook channels that got shut down. And I remembered like 10 plus years ago, I didn't even know who you were, and my roommate and I watched Endgame, and it was just filled with so much information, and then that last 5 minutes, it's like, by the way, everyone's doing this because soon they're going to be uploading their brains to machines and, like, living forever. Kind of, I forget the whole, you know.
And the elite have been promised the digital gods that they must kill you first, which is their own statement.
Right. And so when I, even then I was like, whoa, that went left. What's happening? Because you're coming up with all this factual information and then taking it to the future that just seems so unbelievable. But now we're actually seeing that future come around. And that, for me, is, that shows me that we as humans were created in God's image. We do not need this technology to be able to, heal ourselves, communicate with each other. But they've convinced us that we need to get these
microchips
to be super powerful.
It's a parasite.
Yes, we need to upload to machines. We need to connect with this technology. It's the only way we're going to advance as a society. And that's it. It's like they are.
And again, it's not the technology itself is bad. It's that the Trojan horse commanders, they are running it. They've given us these things that we designed, and then they convince us that it's God.
Exactly. And they're playing God. And they want everyone to get in line, to be socially programmed, so that when they are all connected to these machines, and, oh, I better not do something bad, because then my social credit score is
down,
and I won't be able to leave the country.
I hadn't read this. We need to get Paul on immediately. Paul Joseph Watson was banned. He was the real target of this. He was slaying.
Oh, yeah.
I told
him, I said, Paul, wait till you get 1 million followers on Twitter. I guarantee you, as soon as you hit 1 million followers, they're going to take you down. Just to prove a point, just to be like, because Paul will probably be like, yeah, I hit 1 million followers, and they're going to take him down.
Well, that's why I encourage him to start his own site. He has summit.news. And you know, to get everybody over there to say, hey, we'll be banned soon. You better come over here. This is systematic. And let me tell you, they're going to pull some big stuff before the election. False flags, you name it. They don't. But listen, listeners, you can start a Facebook, YouTube, whatever. You can start one about gardening, but then when it comes time, you're there when the big event happens. You cover it and tell the truth. You'll get them. You won't be stopped. You're the answer. You take action. You get out. You report. Start your own website, your own system. Then use these bigger systems to promote your own website. Like Matt Drudge said, that's the answer.
Yep, that's genius. That is genius, and that's exactly what we need to do. Yeah.
And I just had Daria pop my ear. What?
Paul Joseph. Yeah.
He was already going to be co-hosting the fourth hour, but I want him front and center, start of the show tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's it'd be interesting to see what he thinks.
But notice they use Louis Farrakhan because they, you know, demonize, use some of his quotes that I don't agree with. And then it's like Indianapolis and Watson and everybody, you know.
But it's like they're only demonizing him to take you out. But
you
not,
see how it works?
He's totally fine when he's Linda Sarsour's friend and Obama's having private dinners with him. And, I mean, it's like they just pick and choose where to direct people's anger. And that's why people need to understand that we're all being played if you allow yourself to be emotionally manipulated. It's to take a step back and be calm, be rational. They want us all to be frazzled and insane so that we can't come from our sovereignty and our inner wisdom. And that's where we need to get back.
You're talking about the sacred place that Psalms talks about. I forget the exact Psalm about the quiet place of the Most High. You guys look up Psalms, the quiet place of the Most High, because there is that place where you get in that and you're like totally calm. You see everything, you know.
Yep.
You're in God's plan and whatever happens.
You're
so powerful in that position. We need to get in that position every day.
Every day, if you can. And get out in nature, because that's where you're going to absolutely connect.
All the studies show it. And the enemy wants to keep us out of nature.
They want you plugged into technology. And then we see how depressed people are. Teen suicide rates are up because of the fact that we're not interacting with each other. Our community.
I remember being a kid in wood shop in like sixth grade and carving this fish with a clock I put in. Again, my grandmother, she just died. I got it back in the house. And I remember, like, gardening and how I would get high. When I was, like, 5 years old, my grandfather, like, planting strawberries and picking things. I'm, like, picking apples up in a tree. I'm, like, I would be hallucinating. I was so happy. And I still go and do it now, and the same thing happens.
Yep.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Like, literally picking apples or plowing a field is better than sex, man.
It gets you in the flow.
You hear the bees? Everything goes, like,
zzzz. Yeah. Well, and also, too, energetically speaking, it... especially if you can get out there barefoot or hug a tree, whatever, some hippie stuff. But it it truly takes the energy that you might have, anger, frustration, whatever you might feel.
It discharges.
It transmutes it. The earth absorbs it, and it fills you back up with, like, you know, that God energy, because that's what we are.
No, I agree. You're absolutely right. And Leanne, you look great when you quit a few years ago, take care of your mom and your dad, down everything else. God, I'm sorry, but you're re-energized. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. Well, I'm not just saying this because it sounds good. I'm speaking from experience. Like, unplug, get out in nature, reconnect with that inner wisdom that we all have.
What would the internet do? Because I've been thinking about this for 10 years. In fact, I was thinking when Trump won until they really messed with me. They didn't even get it. I was about to do the same thing. To literally just spend time with my kids, garden, get a ranch or something. I have a ranch in East Texas, but get a ranch here, just because that's what I get. I get high, like fixing fence or riding a horse or pulling, you know, turnips out of the ground. Or skinning a deer. It's just like, all my ancestors did it. Like, I'm supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, literally, like, I get... It's kind of worldly. Like, I want to go back and do that. And then I didn't do it because I'm so tied to this fight. But imagine what the internet would do if I, like, just walked off.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then they'd be like, hey, we finally defeated him. Ha, 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 ha. But meanwhile, you're actually just healing yourself, re-strengthening yourself for the big fight. Because that's what we're in right now. We're here.
I agree. But we've got to have this infrastructure to fight. But
everyone, so...
So is the crew ready to get laid off? Ready for me to go? I'm not this close.
Well,
so.
I feel like you've built up the operation enough that you have really great people on this team that would be able to allow you the time to recharge and...
Well, I've done it at gut level.
Become the ultimate warrior.
Disappearing for about a year or two would, like, really be the move. Just be... And believe me, I want it too. My God.
Can you even
imagine? Because I agree, it's like religious. I don't want to give the Clintons and the Chi-Coms my attention and study them. I don't, mm-hmm. like, look. It is like the gods get forgotten about, they die. I don't want to look at them anymore.
Well, they're hoping that you use all of your energy to focus on how evil they are, and that you get so angry and frustrated, because then you're not using your true energy, your purpose, your mission, you know, your anointing. You're not using it for what it is, because you're distracted with looking at the enemy and focusing on everything they're doing, versus just being able to, like, speak your truth. That
Leanne, don't tempt me. Just you're really tempting me right now.
I'm just saying.
I have dreams about this. I don't want to. I have dreams like where I'm like just picking corn, you know, like ancestral memory, like picking corn or cooking food or like sweeping.
There's a reason why.
Instead of just looking at Hillary's evil face all day long.
Right. There's a reason why you and a lot of us are being sent that message to just, like, unplug and get back to the basics of what is real.
No, I agree. For the average parent out there, you need to take your children, move to the country, and flee now. Money, power, none of it means anything. It means nothing. It's crap.
It means nothing. It's just a trap. It's keeping you enslaved.
Well, notice Obama, before he left, said we need to stop people fleeing to the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
They called it racist. Everybody's fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to flee out of these cities.
Right, because it's all about control. And once we break free from these control systems that are set up and realize our real true power, because that's what I think we're getting to. I believe...
Oh, they know it. We're breaking free. They, yeah, we're going to win.
We're going to figure out how powerful we are, that we don't need this technology to tap into the power that we have. And we are evolving. I don't know what's happening, whatever frequency they're...
No, the enemy's scared of what's about to happen.
Yes, and they want us convinced that the only way that we can actually be our true genius selves is by getting...
Well, if you look
at
Tim Cook or Zuckerberg, they're all slaves. They just radiate fallen nature. And then their minions, Hillary and people, are even more pathetic. It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's like we're on some power trip, but God Almighty, I mean,
yeah.
Look at those eyes. It's like just dead. It's like a robot.
Yeah, this is the big spiritual battle that we're all talking about. So that's why it is so important that our spirit is most important.
Leanne, good to see you. It's like a cool drink of water in the desert. Great job of the crew. Owen Schroyer, War Room coming up. Infowars.com/show. Thank you, DrudgeReport.com. We fired the bat signal. How magic is that? You linked up to this. And we know we're over the target. We're being censored and banned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.